Well, Ernie, in some people's minds are the surprise packets in this year's Intermediate Football Championship. No surprise, though, to manager Vincent Langan. He said it's a big day in the club's history.
That's very important. We wouldn't have the biggest pick, and there are a few injuries there coming under the championship, and even the night there. So once your bench starts to go, you're struggling for numbers. But that's a massive thing for Ernie. We're down there in Bardon Donegal, so if we get back up to senior football, the big boys would be great.
Semi-final victory was hard fought, but once they did get over the line, Langan was happy, but knows improvements needed.
We showed a good lot of heart and fight there the second half, especially things weren't going our way. A lot of teams and a lot of Ernie teams maybe before would have buckled under the pressure, but they stuck at it, and it's a credit to the lads, but they're not stupid. They know they're disappointed the way they played, and they know they have a lot of improvement to do for the final.
Also targeting a return to senior football, certainly after the disappointment of losing the intermediate final last year, will be Eskra under the guidance of Stevie Beattie and of course Paul Finney.
Well, I think from last year, from the first game, the boys didn't do themselves justice. We kicked 117 wide. Peter Hughes missed a penalty, which at that time of the game was a big burn. This year is completely different. The lads, even though we're a couple of players shy this year, they set their stall out in January and they said that they'd want to get back to the final. So we're there, but looking at the Ernie game and the way they play their game, the two of us are very alike. So it's going to take a massive effort from us to beat Ernie, because they play route one ball to Johnny Lavery, and he's a quality player, and we'll have to come up some way of stopping him.
The threat off Lavery, very evident for the Eskra boss.
I've seen him now 5-6 years, and I think he's by far the best inside forward in Tyrone. But that's my opinion of him. He's quality. He's patient. He brings the team in round as well. He's not just a one-trick pony. He brings all lads in as well. So he's a quality player. And we beat them last year in the championship, and Niall McGinn was on him, and he came out around the field. Once even inside, one ball, bang, back in net. He's very hard to stop. But listen, our boys will have to knuckle down now and work out a wee bit harder than they did last year in the final.